We're back with another special episode of the Brick House NBA Previews. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. First things first, Bob, if you like the podcasts, you want to comment on them, you can check us out at brickhousepodcast.com or on Twitter at brickhousepod. Let us know what you think. You can email Bob at brickhousepodcast.com.
Yep.
Matt at brickhousepodcast.com. This is a big episode for us. Not number-wise, content-wise, Bob.
Yeah, still only number 24, the 24th best team previewed for the 2016-2017 season. We had them at 25 on last year's previews. They actually finished 23.
Oh, wow.
But right around there. They finish right around here every year. I thought maybe there was a chance that they could do better this year, but honestly just could not wait to preview them any longer, Matt.
Yeah, we should have put them at 30, Bob. Yeah. So,
I thought they could be good, but I heard Dave Yeager on a podcast the other day say, no, they're probably not going to be that good.
Oh, really? The head coach of the Sacramento Kings The Sacramento Kings weren't going to be any good.
Yeah, kind of a building year.
Okay. You know, we could have, you know, our Brickhouse reporting staff is, you know, really top-notch. I think we've proved that.
Crack squad.
Have you heard about this? Well, we can touch on it another time, but the Golden State Warriors app that records the conversations, you sent this link to me.
Yes, I have heard about this.
Our crack staff heard that and was hoping to use that to get into a Dave Yeager therapy session.
Ah.
It didn't work out because he didn't have the app
downloaded.
But what we were able to get, because Vlade Divac is such a wild card. He has every app. He has everything. He just can't get medical records for draft picks. But we did get a recording after the Suns and the Kings agreed to the draft day trade to send the 8th pick to the Suns for a few picks and a Bogdanovich. Vlade accidentally redialed Ryan McDonough, left a voicemail of him, of Vlade, Vivek Ranadive, and Peja Stojakovic all cheering because they thought they won the trade. So we were able to track down that voicemail about them celebrating the trade.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
You've reached the iDoc. I'm not in right now, but please leave a message or just text me, babe. Ciao.
I can't believe this McDonough. He's so stupid. I'm Vlade Divac, and I know, like everyone, this is only 7-player draft. 8th pick, 13th pick, 28th pick, they are all the same.
We are so outside the box. I love basketball.
Hey, I don't know, guys. We could have drafted Domantas Sabonis. You know how we like the world players, yes?
Yes, but everyone knows he's good, Peja. You've got to relax your mind.
Vivek is right. If everyone know player is good, you have no element of surprise. Look at me, Vlade Divac. Every time player look at me and say, no way this player is good basketball player. I am being Vlade Divac, surprise them.
The element of surprise.
You know, game is televised, yes? If player is good, everyone find out.
You're not relaxing your mind enough, Peja. What's the name of the chap we're drafting at 13?
Georgios Papagiannis!
What? You're kidding. I did not see him on one mock draft.
I know, it's so bloody brilliant.
The Marcus Cousins probably will not like.
No, he won't.
It's very funny, but we need guard, gentlemen.
Tell him your idea of who we should sign as a free agent.
Ty Lawson!
And who's the fellow with the first name and last names of the same? We just got him for Phoenix.
Bogdan Bogdanovich!
Bogdanovich. I love the way he says it. Come on now, you try, Peja. Deep breath. Relax your mind. There, now, who should we sign as an assistant coach?
Doug Christie?
There you go!
That's the spirit.
I guess it sounds like they think they won the trade. I don't know. I can never tell with the Kings what they think.
Yeah, their strategies are uniquely their own. Yeah. Let's just say that.
Hey, you know what? It's nice to hear Doug Christie getting some love, though.
Doug Christie. He needs it.
Yeah.
So the Kings have actually made a lot of changes this offseason. No surprise that they changed their coach. I am going to miss George Karl. This makes six coaches for DeMarcus Cousins now in his 6 years in Sacramento.
Probably, which is why we can also call this segment the Please Lord Give Me Strength segment.
Which is what DeMarcus Cousins tweeted right after the Kings traded the 8th pick in the draft to get the 13th pick and then draft some Greek center that no one's heard of. Although, of course, DeMarcus Cousins said he tweeted, Lord, give me strength, because he was in a hot yoga class.
Yeah, exactly.
Having a little trouble with the downward dog, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Besides Dave Yeager, who they got from Memphis, they really signed a murderer's row of free agents here.
Oh, I thought you were going to say of murderers.
Well, they do have Matt Barnes, although he's never been convicted. They also signed Ty Lawson, and he's been convicted, not of murder, but of drunk driving. They got Garrett Temple, who apparently is an NBA player. Also signed Anthony Tolliver, and then drafted Georgios Papagiannis, Malachi Richardson, and Scal Labissiere, yet another power forward from Kentucky.
They lost Rondo, Seth Curry, Bellinelli, Marco Bellinelli, Caron Butler. They didn't subtract a ton.
Well, they don't have any good players to begin with.
That's true. I was going to say they didn't subtract a ton, but they didn't add a ton either. Garrett Temple, one of my favorite off-season stories, shared this on one of the podcasts, was Bob and I would text back and forth on signings, and I texted him about a Garrett Temple signing, and he texted back, who? Yeah, so that's one of my favorite.
Question for you, Matt. Do you think Dave Yeager is renting his domicile in Sacramento, or do you think he actually bought a place in Sacramento, given the turnover at coaching position?
I don't know. I don't know a lot about the land prices and the housing market in Sacramento, but I feel like he'd get pretty good deal out there.
Yeah, maybe just flip it in 4 months when he's looking for a new job.
Where would he? As we went into before, this was Dave Yeager's cash grab, essentially. He's making a ton more money than he ever made.
Right.
So at some point, you got to think that they'll be all in on someone, because they had Keith Smart for a season and a half, Michael Malone for a season and a half or one season, Tyrone Corbin for a bit of a season, George Karl for one season and a half. At some point, if you want Boogie Cousins to stay out of jail for extreme assault on everyone, you got to stick with someone.
Yeah, Mike Malone seemed to be doing really well. Then Boogie got the flu or something. They lost a few games and they fired Mike Malone.
Yeah, he gave Cousins the flu, right?
Yeah, who's now doing pretty well rebuilding a team in Denver.
Yeah.
So I have another question. So this past year, they had Rajon Rondo on the team. They signed him to a one-year deal after he had a protest of the Dallas Mavericks playoffs 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he just stopped playing for the team. So they signed Rondo. He actually led the league in assists last year, but the Kings didn't re-sign him, moved on to the Chicago Bulls. This year, their starting point guard, Darren Collinson, is charged with assault of their girlfriend or wife, woman beating. So the next point guard, the most recent free agent that they signed, Ty Lawson, who we have never really seen a player fall as fast as we saw Ty Lawson fall last year. He was pretty excited when he signed with the Rockets. That didn't end up working out. My question, I know we're talking about this year's roster, but I would kind of want to look ahead and see if we can predict who next year's Kings point guard will be.
Oh, wow.
We're talking about a reclamation project, someone that nobody else in the NBA will sign.
Yeah.
Even after the trade or the free agent signing has passed, you know, months in advance.
Right.
I have two predictions.
Okay.
I think the Kings next year will either sign Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose was my guy.
Derrick Rose is really, he's got a rape trial going on right now.
Man.
He's getting paid almost $22 million.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a giant spotlight on his destructive season this year.
Yeah.
The other guy that I think, you know, is more of a long shot, but would definitely be Sacramento Kings material, if they could bring him back from Beijing.
Oh, man.
Stephon Marbury.
Yes, I like that.
Vaseline eater himself.
Yeah. He's like, he's almost Yao Ming level Chinese legend.
Yeah, they have a musical about him in China, about his life, which he plays himself.
Sure. You might as well. Those are two great positions. Derrick Rose is the one I thought. I wasn't so outside the box that I thought about Stephon Marbury, but I would absolutely love it.
Well, the Kings think outside the box. So
yeah, they do.
You gotta think like them. Well, let's talk more about who's starting on this team besides old Boogie.
And now, the starting lineup for your Sacramento Kings!
So, as we said, the two felons at the starting point guard position are Darren Collison or Ty Lawson. A shooting guard they brought in. Matt pointed out how they really like UCLA and Kentucky players on the Sacramento Kings. They signed Aaron Aflalo.
They think that the key to building a team is just to pick good colleges and take players from those colleges.
Right. And again, they, like so many teams that are at the bottom of our list, they have a young, promising player at a position like Ben McLemore at shooting guard for the Sacramento Kings. And so what do they do since they're not going to finish well this year's NBA season and they, you know, should maybe take an opportunity to really develop their young talent? The Sacramento Kings, of course, do the opposite and go out and get a free agent who plays the same position, who's on the wrong side of 30.
Right,
Aaron Aflalo.
This is McLemore's fourth season.
Wow.
Not to be confused with McLemore and Ryan Lewis.
No.
Who I think it's also their fourth season or fifth season. But McLemore, so the 2013 draft was kind of interesting because McLemore was one of the best college players, but no one was really sure on who the first pick would be.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out to be our boy, Anthony Bennett.
Right.
But McLemore, I don't feel like he's been given quite the chance to succeed in Sacramento because Sacramento's a crazy house.
Yeah.
You got to just let him do his thing. You're going to be bad. Why give $12 million to Aflalo? It's great for Aflalo.
Yeah, and you just never give McLemore the opportunity to grow as a player. Also starting for them, as long as they can't find a trade partner for him, is Rudy Gay.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, Rudy Gay and Dave Joerger have history. Before Joerger was even the head coach of Memphis, he was an assistant for many years when Rudy was on the Grizzlies. Yeah, last year the Kings drafted Willie Cauley-Stein at the sixth pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
They needed a point guard. Emmanuel Mudiay was on the board.
Sure.
But that would have been too obvious.
That would have been too good.
People know who Mudiay is, and they know he's good. Willie Cauley-Stein is a power forward from Kentucky. So they figured maybe he would be friends with DeMarcus Cousins. Did they play on the same team together? No, they never even played on the same team together. They're many years apart. Matt, you know, Vivek Ranadive was featured in Malcolm Gladwell's book Outliers for his avant-garde coaching of his fifth-grade girls' basketball team.
Avant-garde is an interesting is a word. Sure, you can use that word.
What they did was they would press the entire game, and fifth-grade girls, known to be easily flustered, would turn the ball over.
Which is pretty genius, I think.
It was their opportunity to have a bunch of Silicon Valley rich girls potentially have a chance of beating, you know, inner-city girls who have basketball skills and toughness.
Right.
Anyways, so the starting lineup for the Sacramento Kings is put together by Vivek Ranadive Sr. His daughters also have their own starting lineup. I think you dug up a little Brick House insider research on. Could you tell the listeners?
I was able to find the lineup, put together that lineup of the 12-year-old girls, Bob, and I want to read them out to you. We can kind of see how they match up.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay. At point guard, you have Melissa. Standing at 4 feet 11 inches, this fiery little talker commands the court. If you aren't in the right spot, she will let you know about it. But her main weakness, Bob. Billy just asked Brittany to the dance, and Melissa really wanted to go with Billy.
Damn it, Billy.
He's it's always
cost us the game.
Screwing things up. Shooting guard, Frankie. Standing at 4 feet 11 inches, this girl has unlimited range. Sure, her jumper starts from her hip and takes all her strength, but she's basically Klay Thompson. Unfortunately, this weakness for her is a big one. Mom, Timmy just won't stop touching me. She may shred defenses, but she can't shake her annoying 5-year-old brother.
Man.
Small forward, Christy. Old school, as her teammates like to call her. Standing at 4 feet 11 inches, she is all about the defense. If you have the ball, then she will swipe it from you. But for as good as she is at swiping the ball, she is equally as bad at swiping math class. Integers? What are those? 4 plus negative 2 equals what? You might as well be speaking gibberish. At power forward, AJ. Oh, AJ.
AJ.
All the boys love her. Standing at 4 feet 11 inches, she is the prototypical stretch 4. Would her game have worked in the late 90s, early 2000s? Irrelevant, because she wasn't even born. Just as likely to hit a jumper as she is a layup. One problem, though, Bob. 5 Seconds of Summer is on tour, but they aren't coming to Sacramento this year. She may have to go to Chula Vista to see him, thus missing the important game. At center, Stella. Standing at 5 feet 5 inches,
whoa,
she is taller than every other girl, and she makes her presence known. Alley-oops, yes. Give and goes, absolutely. Don't let her teenage insecurities fool you. She is very confident out there. Does she have a weakness? I'm glad you asked. Her weakness is her strength, her height. She had a giant growth spurt and has outgrown all the girls and most of the boys. It is really messing with her confidence. Luckily for her, however, she will not grow any more for the rest of her life, so her height insecurities will only last for about a year. That's the starting lineup I was able to find, Bob.
Wow.
It's much better composed and put together team than the actual Sacramento Kings.
So much 4 foot 11. That is an amazing team. I would watch them about as often as I would watch the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Equally entertaining.
Yeah.
Record prediction.
I have the Kings at 28-44.
Ooh. Yeah, I was a little more generous. They were 33-49 last year. I had them at 35-47 this year.
Okay.
I think the players are going to respond more to Jaeger than Carl, not to the tune of anything significant.
That's true. I didn't factor in the Jaeger.
But they'll probably still be good for 7th, 8th pick in the draft last year. The next year, they could trade that pick, of course, for an inferior pick.
Yeah. When no one wants to come to your team, so they actively don't give you the health records of their players.
I know it sounds hard to imagine, but if the Kings were going to beat the Warriors, how would that look?
If you're going to beat San Francisco, be sure to
it just says army of 12-year-old girls attack. It maybe what they can do is, if Jaeger and Boogie get along, this would be the opportunity to throw everyone off by having Boogie fake a meltdown.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Because everyone expects it.
Uh-huh.
So if Jaeger and Boogie get along, then they can plan a fake meltdown.
Okay.
Right in the middle of the Oracle Arena.
Yeah.
It throws everyone off, like, oh, it's really happening, this is happening. But meanwhile, it's all, part of the actual plan.
The 4 foot 11 girls sneak up behind and make the game winning basket.
Yeah.
I like it. I say if Sacramento's going to beat the Golden State Warriors, then there was probably a tsunami taking out the San Francisco coast. Sacramento is the new coastline in this world, Matt.
Oh.
And they win by default.
Hey, default.
Hey.
Could be a fault line. Okay.
Accidental pun there.
On the next episode of Brick House.
This team city will forget they even have an NBA team this year is my prediction.
Whoa.
Not the biggest basketball fans in the city. You might be able to hear crickets in the stadium this year. And the people who all go will all be in white shirts. It's my prediction.
Okay.
They just wear white down there.
Yeah, they do.
On the next episode, we'll find out who this is. Brickhouse. Thank you.